console station on 2 for ELC laptop.
And we're with you on 2, Mike.
And extra bonus points for all for the your opening remarks this morning. It put us into a great Halloween mood, so thank you. Really appreciate it. We're still waking up here.
I appreciate that, Mike. I was afraid everything was kind of falling on deaf ears.
No, we were smiling on the inside. But anyway, happy Halloween, and happy Halloween to our Orbit One team. Real quick, ELC laptop, looks like it. I put in the power. I just checked all the powers. What I think may have happened was I moved the Emerald Brick, just moved it earlier today to make room for our work with the Life Science Glove Box, and it may have decided to not work, but I rebooted, so to speak, the Emerald Brick with the 30-second power off. It looks good now, the ELC laptop, and I was just seeing what signature you see on the ground.
And, Mike, we're seeing the power draw on the ground, but we're still not seeing that that battery is charging, so we would like to request the hard power reset, and I have those steps if you need them.
Why don't you just give me the quick overview, and I'll ask questions if I need more information. Please.
You got it. You will power off the laptop and then remove the power cable from the laptop, pop the battery out, press and hold the power button for 20 seconds to discharge the shell, then reseat the battery, plug in the power cord, and power on the laptop.
Okay, I remember, and thanks for the overview. We'll execute it. Console station on 2 for 2 things.
With you for 2 things.
Great. First is my dear friend and colleague and crewmate, Zena San, she took over the laptop duties and is almost finished. She'll report when things are going with the hard reboot. Second, per the timeline, I am checking with you that the work volume is deployed, and I can confirm that it's deployed.
Copy both. Thanks for that, Mike. We have a heads up for your next LSG activity for the sleeve swap. After you swap the sleeves, you can leave the right side off because you will be installing the centrifuge through that port.
Okay, copy. Leave right side off during the sleeve swap. Thank you.
Station 2, Edive.
Johnny Houston's with you on 2 for Edive. Go ahead.
Any new Edive is 1473, and I believe from DPC, you already, well, I guess implicitly gave me the go in set 3.1, just confirming.
Copy on the Edive serial number, Johnny.
Full station on 2 for ELC4.
Good morning, with you on 2, Zena.
Good morning, ELC4 is back from the dead. Let me know what you see.
Copy that. Appreciate it. It's looking okay so far down here, so you can close the lid and consider it done.
Copy. Thank you.
Station 2, Edive change offload is complete, and I have the double green 2 compressor connected to productive valve linear on the new Edive.
Copies. Transfer complete and double green. Johnny.
Soul station on 2. Gem camera 1 is active with what I think is a good view. But please be my remote guider.
We concur, Mike. That is a good view for us.
Station Scuba, Space Ground 2 for Kimia.
Right on 2.
Kimia, we are back with you, and yes, your understanding is correct. The cable you removed should be connected to the parking location, and you'd like to put the cap on the G-panel side.
Okay. Caps on G-panel side. Okay. So that's actually this cable means G panel. I just a little bit confused. I thought G panel means like this kind of panel, which is located in the deck side. These duties have a cap right now, which is exactly the same part number on G panel protective cap, and this matches to the cable side.
Checking, and at this point we have no cable coverage, sorry.
Double transmission. Okay. Yeah, I understand. So I'm talking on the speakerphone too. Sorry.
Sorry about the inconvenience. Yes, we have no KU at this point.
And what is the answer for this activity? So, dot plug is showing the mega cables. Okay, thank you. Well, probably proceed per where this part number fits. And actually, if it doesn't fit, I'm going to just protect by the custom tape and proceed. Thank you.
And can you, sorry, we just want to double check. Which side do you protect? You mean that to which part you will apply the custom tape?
Yeah, I'm going to apply custom tape to the T2 side. Is that okay or not?
Checking.
And in order to clarify, maybe I'm making a mistake, but I have a cap which is NATC RTC November 25L-0. That is to the umbilical side, P2.
Copy, I'm checking.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew. Wanted to let you know that this is your last call for PWD operations.
Station, we are good to go on PWD.
Copy. We understand you all are good to go. Thank you. We'll get started.
Station on Space Ground 2 for the situation update.
Go ahead, Kimi.
I have another cap, actually, with the same part number, which actually seems to match to the panel side, J2 side. But actually have a key, and it will fit, but cannot turn. So you can put this cap onto the G2 side, maybe cap on tape, because I cannot secure this cap by turning. You have to secure the G2 side.
And copy, Kimia, and we like your plan, so we like to put the caps and secure by cap on tape.
Okay, understand. So the cable side will be protected by cap on tape, and it's panel side will be protected by cap, but cannot turn, so I'm going to secure that by custom tape. Thank you.
And Huntsville Station on 2 for centrifuge install, step 5.7.
With you on 2, Mike.
Hey, yeah, it looks like comm's going to be busy, so in short, on inverter serial number 1030, we have switch number 4 is looks like it's powering an AdLink computer, but switch number 1 is available, so I'd like to use switch number 1.
Oh, we're checking. And Mike Huntsville's back with you on 2 for centrifuge. You have a go to use switch 1.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2 for water transferring.
Hey, like Houston's with you on 2. Good to speak with you. Do you have serial number 1540?
Yeah, 1540, and gateway is empty.
Copy, gateway empty. For your procedure 2.735, I pass you step 3.2. The estimated offload time is 26 minutes, and in step 3.3, you have our go to proceed.
Copy, I'm going to step 3.3, and estimated offload time is 26 minutes.
That's a good readback. Copy that.
Soul Station 2 for SCRAM.
We're with you on 2 for SCRAM. You have a go in step 1, and we have an additional request when you get to step 6.
Copy, go in step 1, and there will be an additional request in step 6, which looks like the photo documentation step.
That's correct. We'd like to add a photo, please, of the spacecraft atmosphere monitor kit after you've placed the plug inside.
Can do. I'll get you a photo of the kit as well in step 6.
Beautiful. Thank you.
I love it.
Next station 2, looking for a go in VCA2 restore.
And Munich is with you on 2, Happy Halloween, and you are good to start the activity.
Happy Halloween, copy go. Thanks, Maria. Munich Station 2, question on step 2.
And Munich is with you on 2.
Maria, when I selected
signal setup under the menu. I do not see an option for 50i/60i.
And Johnny, you have to scroll down all the way to the bottom.
Yes, I went through the entire menu. There's Genlock adjust, comp out 1080i, 480i, SDI output, SDI spec, and then return to the previous menu. I've also navigated to each of the sub choices, and I confirmed there is no 50i or 60i. I can turn on the Columbus camcorder to kind of walk you through what I'm seeing.
And Johnny, we are checking and we copy what you said. And Station Munich, Basicon 2 for Johnny, and we take that offer. Thanks.
I will turn on the Columbus camcorder.
Thanks a lot. Station Munich, Basicon 2 for Johnny in the VCA setup. No response required. We see very good field of view, and we are checking. And Station Munich, Basicon 2 for Johnny in VCA setup.
What?
Hey, Johnny, could you go back to signal setup and choose the second option, comp? And Munich copies, we see no 1560i. We are checking again. And Station Munich on Spacecon 2 for Johnny, please take a 5 minutes break. We need a bit more time to scratch our heads.
Hey, I don't mind helping out. I found the PDF of the instruction manual. I'm just going to read through it right now.
And Munich copies, it's very much appreciated. And Station Munich on Spacecon 2 for Johnny in VCA 2.
Go ahead.
We would like to try that you continue with step 3 and just skip step 2.
Copy. Munich. On step 3, the if statement, if HDD LED is limited, is true. So the subsequent steps, select signal setup and then signal STD. I am not seeing it.
And Munich copies, we are checking. And Station Munich and Spacecon 2 for Johnny in VCA and some background information.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just to let you know why we take a bit more time is that we have a different model on ground. We're seeing different settings and options here, so that's why we need to check. And that is unexpected, so sorry for the delay today.
Well, that's all right. I don't mind. I kind of like this stuff. I have some experience with old camcorders. This reminds me, reading the settings, this is SD43, I think, refers to the aspect ratio. This is a pretty old camcorder in front of me, but it is still more modern. So I would be surprised if you do a 4:3 aspect ratio. It's probably more 16:9. But let me know if you'd like me to just kind of stand by or proceed with the next steps or kind of play around and see if I can find it. Houston Station on 2.
Blake, Houston's with you on 2. You're looking for your go in 6.1. We pass you. Go in step 6.1 for 2.735.
Copy.
And Station Munich on Spacecon 2 for Johnny.
What?
So first 16:9 ratio is good, but can you also confirm that the Delta Victor LED is lit and on?
Oh, sorry, I miscommunicated. I don't know where the option to change the aspect ratio is at all. And the DV light is not on. The HDV light is on.
And Munich copies, we would need the config to be in DV LED. Johnny, could you
the last back part, you need the config to be in what?
So Johnny, in step 3, the if statement, if HDV LED is illuminated, could you try to change it to DV LED, Delta Victor LED, and please also show us what is under signal setup.
Okay. I understand your wish, but I'm not sure how to change it from HDV to DV. I don't see the steps on how to do that in step 3. Some station on 2.
Like Houston's with you on 2, go ahead.
I have completed step 6 and 7.1 and
transfer hose is disconnected from PWD and the system bypass valve back to refrigeration station.
Houston copies. That's a good config. We'll begin recovering the potable water bus for use. Thank you.
Thank you very much for water and have a nice day.
You too, Space of you.
Hey Nick, Johnny on to you. I think you copied my last, just making sure. I understand your intent to move it to the DV, but I'm unsure how to do it. I'm currently looking on the internet right now to figure out how to do it.
And Munich copies, our main goal is to change from SD to HD, and we are having trouble. So we go back from... And Munich is with you on two, so you want to change from...
Wait, no worries. Just to make sure, I think you're looking as well, but if you do have steps, you're welcome to pass them over to me.
And we are checking.
Hey, Maria, could you verify the camcorder model of this? The sticker says G1 camcorder, but it's a NASA sticker, and I'm looking to see any markings on a camcorder to see at the model number on this. I think that'll help find the right PDF online.
And we are checking that as well. And Station Munich and Spacecon 2 for Johnny. And Station Munich and Spacecon 2 for Johnny and VCA.
Hey, Maria, Johnny here too.
Johnny, could you go ahead to the next activity, the 2.311 HD VCA2 and step 1.5, and we try to continue from there?
I think that's work.
Any copies?
Munich, Johnny 2 in step 1.6. I think you're tracking, but it looks like the ultimately, big picture, the thing we want is HDV, so I think we're in a good config.
And Munich copies, however, at the end, we would like to change back the camera setting to SD. So for now, let's continue with HD, and then we will see if we can get the camera back in SD at the end of the activities.
Okay.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew and PWD.
Head on 2 for the crew and PWD.
Just wanted to let you guys know that PWD is currently restored and good for use.
Copy. Water on.
Checks.
Munich, Johnny 2, step 3.
And Munich is with you on 2.
Are in different places, so I don't see that option. Or, and I want you on 2 to be audio level A figure, but I understand the intent, and I think the way I interpret this is to make sure the audio channels are in automatic versus manual. And I think I found a different switch that toggles that. But my question is, do I understand the intent correctly? Because if I do, I think I can execute.
And Munich copies, can you confirm the step? So which step is it? Is it the step 2.4 below figure 14?
Yes, step 2.4. I didn't realize this is XTP, I thought it was step 3. So in step 2.4, if you look, there is a check step audio level channel 1A, check audio level channel 2A. Let me know when you're there.
Mini copies, we are checking. In the meantime, the model that you have is a Canon XHG1.
Thanks, I mean the model number, XHG1. And then when you are checking, I think I will keep moving on, but the figure 5, just to let you know, is different than what I have. But I think I found what you guys want for bringing the audio channel into automatic. if I am correct that A means automatic.
And Munich copies, just a friendly reminder to not touch any cables, any microphone cables. Do not disconnect any of the microphone cables.
Yes, I have not touched any cables, not in the procedures.
And Station Munich and Spacecon 2 for Johnny, no response required. We checked, and yes, it means automatic. So thanks for that, and please continue.
Copy. I have questions on the next steps. And that is for the XLR mic. Under audio setup,
I don't see channel one input. Again, I think I understand the intent, and I think I can make that happen. You just want the XLR mic to be assigned to channel one and output channel to be channel one. So basically, I think the entire menu is just different than what you guys are expecting, which makes sense. It's a different model number. And so I think as long as I understand the intent, I can kind of make it happen.
And mini copies and we confirm the intent of this step, so you are going to continue. And thanks a lot, and sorry again that we cannot be as helpful as normal.
All right, this is working together, and if we're going to get to the moon one day, we got to figure out how to do stuff on the fly.
And Johnny, you're completely right. Thanks for your work.
Munich Johnny 2, we don't have too much time left because of the upcoming handpass, but in step 4, I think I've done everything you want so far, so please confirm in step 4 that OSD data is visible in the HDVCA HD output video.
And many copies we cannot confirm, but your goal to skip this step.
Good work. Hey, Munich, this activity is complete. Should I move on to the final HDVCA activity at 9:40?
Johnny, Munich here, that's negative. The only request we have, if you could please talk a bit into the microphone.
Okay, I'm going to give a 10 count into the microphone.
Many copies. In many copies, your 10 count, unfortunately, that's a no joy. We will take it offline. Thanks so much for your work today. And yeah, somehow there was a ghost tampering with our VCA today.
But Maria, if it's okay, can I mess around with some switches? Because I think I know how to fix it.
And you have a goal to try it out.
Hey, Maria, let's try after the hand pass. But thank you for the permission.
And Munich, thanks you for the offer and for helping us out on this one.
Houston Station 2 for HTV, Stotrax up 28.02.
Edina, Houston's with you on 2, Stotrax up 28.02. Go ahead.
I just want to make sure I'm reading this step correctly. Is the intent to put coder inside PMM overhead 4, Charlie 1, Delta 1, not...
Zena, your understanding is correct. You just take it out and put it there. So if you have any questions.
Okie dokie. Thanks. Perfect.
Cool.
Can you find it too?
And Nick is with you on 2.
Hey, Are you able to listen in on? I'm going to make some switch changes that I think might fix this.
And Munich is listening. And Station, hey,
Munich,
Munich,
I don't know if you heard my countdown. Sorry, Maria, I stepped on you.
No worries. So we did not. That was a no joy. We are sorry for that. So the next step would just be for you to maybe, if you have... 2 more minutes to spare to double check any kind of indications for labels, serial numbers on the camera model so that we can continue to troubleshoot and that you can go ahead for your exercise. And Johnny Munich here, you can also
okay.
provide
Stand by, let me see if there's just a... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you can also go ahead and give this information as a crew note. Thank you for your work.
Emory, could you repeat what information you want me to put down in a crew note?
The serial number and camera model.
Okay, the serial number is 1011, and the camera model, again, it just says G1 camcorder on it, but that is a NASA sticker. I don't know if it, I think underneath it is what the Canon model is. If you want, I can try and peel it off just to see, peek underneath. Okay, Maria? I guess I'll ask for forgiveness. I just did peel the sticker back a little bit, and it's a Canon XHG1, X-Ray Hotel Golf 1, like you mentioned earlier. Serial number is 1011, and the sticker is going back just nicely like it used to be.
And mini copies, and please put back the sticker, and we are checking.
The sticker is back. I mean, it was like one of those stickers that just easily comes off, so it didn't do any damage.
And mini copies, thanks a lot for your work. That's all for us today. Enjoy your exercise.
Okay. If it's okay, I'm just going to spend a minute or two looking through the menu, and I'll let you know if I mess with anything, though.
Many copies we are standing by.
Yeah, Johnny and Tia, do I have permission to try the other VCA camera's microphone?
And Munich is with you on 2, negative, do not pull out any microphone cables when the VCA is on. And Johnny, we will take it offline and we will come back with more dedicated troubleshooting steps in the future.
Okay, copy, I'll send them. Munich, Johnny 2, would you like me to leave the camera in the green box position or off?
And Munich is with you on 2, please turn off the camera, OFF.
Camera's enough. Let me know if there's anything else you'd like me to do.
We will get back to you later, and thanks a lot for your support.
Houston Station 2 for PWD.
Houston's with you on 2 for PWD. Go ahead.
New filter, serial number 1029, and the removed was 1027.
1029 and 1027, copy. Additionally, have to pass you an additional note here. You'll see in the procedures stow note, line 16 and 17, the used filter CTV we have listed there. We would like you to use a different 4.0 CTV than the one listed. New CTV will be 4.0 SpaceX Return number 3, serial 5097, which is currently deployed in airlock.
Okay, 5097, that's SpaceX Return number 3, currently in the airlock, and I might ask you that again in a couple minutes, but think I got it.
No trouble. Let us know. Tina, Houston on 2 for serial number go back when you have a second.
Houston on 2 and switching to 1028.
Yep, that's a good serial number. Thank you. Let's do it.
Surface clear КС, канал СГ-2, по диаграмме 6129, сепарация, дистилляция в СРУ РС на Урине в автоматическом режиме.
Включаем СГ-2.
По первому шагу заправка ЕДВД к заражающим растворам, собрал схему, готов включить блок перекачки.
Нет, Олег, здравствуйте, на связи, если что, Артем, можем закачивать обеззараживающий раствор.
Добрый день, Артем, включаю блок перекачки, закачиваю 1 литр обеззараживающего раствора в емкость 1486.
Нет, все верно.
Москва МКС, канале СГ-2.
Отвечаем СГ-2.
Работал по шагу 1.1.1.2, закачал 1 литр обеззараживающего раствора и подсоединил емкость 1486 к разъему ПР-5.2. Приступаю к шагу 2, замена ЕДВУ. Чип Москвы МКС, канал СГ-2.
Отвечаем СГ-2.
По шагу 2.1 демонтировал емкость ДВУ с номером 1481, осмотрел остаток порядка 3-4 литров урины. Цвет обычный, нормальный, качество тоже плохое. Москву как приняли?
Принято, продолжаем.
Принял, приступаю к шагу 2.2. Москвы МКС, канал СГ-2, выполнил шаг 2.3, установка ЕДВУ, номер 1513, затяжку гаек проверил, также подсоединил разъем шланга С3, шланга БВЕ, к штуцеру подачи давления.
Принято, можем приступать к шагу 3, включение пульта.
Принял, какие параметры?
Параметры у нас сегодня количество порций промывки 40, а время дистилляции 240 минут.
Принял 40 на 240. Москва МКС, канале СГ-2, 12.11, выдал пуск, начало дистилляции с параметрами количество порций промывки 40, время дистилляции 240.
Принято. Пока ожидаем выхода на дистилляцию, можно выполнять шаг 5, разборку схемы.
Принял. СУП Москвы МКС в канале СГ-2 по дистилляции.
Включаем СГ-2.
Примите показания датчиков. Есть дистилляция.
Датчики готовы принять.
Принял. Блок дистилляции все соответствует радиограмме. Блок емкостей и блок вакуумирования также все соответствует.
Принято, отлично. Все, Олег, оставляем систему работать до заключительных операций. А вам спасибо большое за работу и хорошего дня.
Взаимно, спасибо за помощь. До свидания.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and communications config are back to nominal.
Copy. Thank you.
Anytime.
Station 2, SpaceTrack, HTVX, question.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Kayla, quick question. Can I start a new 8.0 foam trash CTB for HTVX? It is serial number 8, and I can temp stow it in node 2.
Yes, of course, Johnny. Enjoy collecting all that lovely foam. We did not hear the serial number, though, so if you could repeat that, that'd be great.
Thank you. The serial number is 1008. It's a 8.0 CTB, and I will label it HTVX foam unless that name is already taken up.
Sounds good to us, Johnny. We'll let you know if we have any issues.
Thanks, Kayla.
Station Scuba, Space Ground 2 for Kimia.
Ground 2?
Yes, we just want to double check. There are two O-rings on the rack side, and those two O-rings are secured by Kapton tape. Is that correct?
Right. One was loose and float, and one was kind of almost. So I just put both secured by Kapton tapes.
Copy that. Thank you. And as for the IP removal, you do not need to hand weld if you don't need it.
Sorry, what I need to do?
Yeah, Kimi, the procedure instructs you to use the handrail to pull up the IPU, but if you can pull out without handrails, we are good to go.
Okay, I understand. I didn't even realize that there are some, like, handrail troubleshoot rock. Thank you.
So, station 2, question on ultrasound.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, good morning over there. I got a really loud noise when I turned on the ultrasound, a noise that I hadn't heard before, and 2 minutes have elapsed. I am stuck on the BIOS screen, and there's a bunch of different messages, but the one that caught my eye said, mouse initialized, error, check date and time settings, press F1 to resume or F2 to set up. So looking for some guidance here.
Okay, Johnny, give us 1 second to talk about it. And while I have you, we did want to ask for the HTV home storage. Xena deployed a 4.0 CTV serial number 5085 this morning. Just curious if that one's already full or if you just wanted to add another one to the mix.
And that one's pretty full. So the I might be able to fit a little bit more, but it's probably near 100%.
That's what we figured. Just wanted to track it on the ground. And we'll get you words in a minute here for ultrasound.
Hey, copy. Rush. Thanks.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Johnny. We'd like you to try pressing the black help button and see if that clears the error.
Okay, and work. Looking for the help button.
Johnny, that should be on the ultrasound keyboard itself.
Yeah, thanks. Found it. Yep, it does say help. I bet you it is an F1 key in disguise.
Yep, and that sounds right to us too, Johnny.
Thanks, Kimmy. We copy the O-ring.
And Houston or Huntsville, this is Johnny on 2. We are all set up. I think VCA2 camera is still offline, so we set up the Columbus camcorder. Am I go to move to Space Ground 4?
Hey, Johnny, you are go to move to Space Ground 4.
Moving forward. Thanks.
This is Station 2 for VPX.
Happy Brine Processor Day, Xena. Go ahead.
Well, happy Brine Processor Day to all those who celebrate. I am calling to let you know in step 2.12, the bladder QD is mated, and just want to make sure that I'm meeting the intention of what we're doing today here. I have the bladder seated in the mating keyway. Is that as desired? And then I pressed the little red button once. Is that all we need?
Hey, Xena, yes on the red button. That was our intention. And we're checking on the QD location, so we'll follow up on your first question shortly.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, I think I just answered my own question. I just had to read, like, two steps further.
Yep, we agree, Zena. We were talking about the same thing, and we're just checking on the 2.13 LED verification. But, yeah, the step and the remainder of the procedure should take care of getting everything in the correct config.
Okay, thank you.
And, Zena, just closing the loop, we do see the brine fill port LED on for step 2.13.
Okay, continuing in 2.14.
Full station on 2 for Stellar SEM cells. I'm not quite ready yet. I'm just setting up. I'm going to the hands-free headset here. What channel would you like us to be, 2 or 3 or 4?
Good afternoon, Mike. Perfect timing. We have Shankini enabled for you on Space to Ground 3, and you do have a check POIC in Step 1. You are go there. LSG decontamination is complete.
Okay, thanks. I'm almost ready for that, and copy, go, and we'll meet Shankini on Space to Ground 3. Thank you so much, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. You guys are in very convincing ISS crew costumes today.
Actually, I think Kimiya-san and I switched today, and you guys couldn't tell.
Gosh darn it.
Or maybe I'm just an imposter. Okay, happy Halloween.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Zena. When you're ready, we just wanted to give you a preemptive go in step 1.2 of your next activity.
Copy go in step 1.2. Thanks, Kayla. Houston Station 2, step 1.13, Yedeve 1454.
Copy 1055, Zena.
1454.
1454. I was way off. See, thanks for the repeat.
You're close. Houston Station 2 for BPA.
Go ahead, Zena.
On a little mini scavenger hunt in this 1.01036, I have only brine transfer hose adapters, serial numbers 1 and 4. Any chance I could use one of those?
We are checking, Zena. Stand by.
Station on Space Ground 2 for Utara.
Go ahead.
On step 3.4, and whenever you're ready, I'm ready for the video tour.
Thanks, Kimmy. We are ready as well.
I'm in rush, so not so beautiful, but I just covered everything by talk back. I'm taped by Capcom tapes.
Thanks so much, Kimmy. Looks great config. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next time, if I have more time, I'll do it a little bit more beautiful.
Decision 2 for adapter.
Go ahead, Zena.
With Johnny's help, we found the adapter stood in stall nearby, so we're good to go for serial number 2.
Okay, lovely resolution. Thanks, Zena.
Station 2, step 1.18, brine Yedeve is configured for drain to brine processor. Go to proceed with the commanded drain.
Okay, copy that. Thanks, Zena, and we appreciate your help.
No problem.
Station on. Station on Space Ground 3, 2 for Utah.
Go ahead, Kimmy.
Yes, because of a lot of cables remaining and also some equipment, this half dummy panel actually just for the 2 is not working. We cannot reach from the top to bottom by these wires. So I think I decided to secure by a lot of gray tapes to cover this area. Is that good for you, or do you have any other ideas?
Checking. Station Tsukuba, Space Ground 2 for Kimiya, back with you. So our recommendation is that, first of all, we like to reattach the closeout to the racks. And still, there are some openings. Let's discuss it.
Okay. If we can actually disconnect some cables and also remove some of the sensors on the top of the rack, might be able to do that.
Okay, and thanks for your offer, Kimiya, but we do not... Please do not demate the cables, but you can relocate the cables Station Tsukuba on Space Ground 2 for Kimia. Sorry to interrupt you, but we'd like to have the video tour for the status of the sub-dummy panel.
Okay, so video tour for current configuration, I can do that. Tsukuba Station on Space Ground 2 for the situation. First, I think these traps are a little bit short, too short to reach to from the bottom to the top because of these cables. My recommendation is just use these cross trap to attach to somewhere and Tsukuba Station on Space Ground 2. Continue explaining the situation. Because of the same reason, top Velcro will not reach to the top. Basically, I think we need to use a lot of A tape to secure this volume, or we disconnect some of the cable and reconnect, then we might be able to do that.
Okay, thanks for the status and we are checking.
And my recommendation is if this status is temporary, I would probably say just use gray tape to cover this volume.
Okay, copy that, and we are discussing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Station Tsukuba Space Ground 2 for Kimia. Thanks for the status. And our intent is to cover the empty volume of the FPF and IPUs by sub-dummy panel. So as long as that empty volume, the openings, is covered by the sub-dummy panel, we are good. And we can use the gray tapes to secure the sub-dummy panel. But next week, you need to remove that sub-dummy panel to access the empty volume again.
Okay, understand. Thank you. I understand the situation. So I'll close this volume by using soft dummy panel, and also I'll fill gap with gray tape. That way, I think this is good enough for the next week's or until the next week's activity. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And one more request is to take some pictures of the final config of the sub dummy panel.
Okay, understand. I'll do that. And also need to report that this panel has four fasteners in each corner in order to secure this soft panel, dummy panel. I think I lost one of them while I'm trying to secure this. So I'll keep eye on it during the weekend for the housekeeping and try to find it. I think we had four, but I only have right now three of them.
Copy that. One is missing. Copy.
Yes, when I pulled, I think it tensioned the Velcro strap and actually stripped and floated away, I think.
Copy that.
Station 2, question on upcoming WRS activity.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, I understand the intent of this activity. I'm just not too sure where the WRS manifold tubing is. I'm currently in node 3, like 3 and deck 4, where the WRS racks are located. And just not sure, looking at Z panels, I got Z here to kind of back me up, and just not sure where this manifold tubing would be. Any words?
That's an excellent question, Johnny. The manifold tubing is currently installed on the pump that you will gather as part of your stowage note. So it's not at the rack, it's in your gather.
Ah, I see. We see. Okay. All right, thanks. I will do the stowage note, and I think it will start making sense.
Okay, if it doesn't call us back, then we can help.
Station Tsukuba Space Ground 2 for Kimia. Thanks for taking pictures. But we'd like to take pictures of the fastener plates as well to track which one is missing. And can you let us know that which part in particular is missing in Figure 26?
Classification on Spacecraft 2. The missing item is fastener plate and buckle.
Copy that. Fastener plate and buckle. Thank you.
I loosened strap maximum. Then actually Velcro was barely attached to the other end. Then I pulled it. That was actually stripped off. And I think at the time, brought it away. So that's why actually that one is missing from the left upper corner of that dummy panel.
We copy all. Thank you.
Thank you. And also, I'm sorry about this happened again. Sorry.
No problem.
Station on Space Ground 2 for use Iraq.
Why don't you?
From my understanding, that is it for today. Do you have any other request for this activity?
Thank you so much. That's it for today. And today is kind of a historic moment. FPF and IPU were removed, which are one of the original experiment facilities in JAM. And FPEF has been extensively used for Marangoni experiments since 2008. So we just a great job for FPEF and IPU.
Okay, thank you very much for the big pictures. I understand. I'm also looking forward to install new equipment here. And that's actually very important. So looking forward to working with you again next week. Have a nice weekend.
ありがとうございました. We are looking forward to it as well. お疲れ様でした. 長い時間ありがとうございました.
ありがとうございました. サポートありがとうございました. ファスナーはまた 週末に見つけて 見つかったら報告します. Thank you very much. And if I found ファスナーズ, I'll let you know. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Xena.
Xena 2.
Hey, Xena, just want to let you know that your go in 2.1.2 of your next activity, 2.952.
Hey, go in 2.1.2, and I've got a good shake test. The ATV is empty.
Roger that. Thanks, Xena.
Houston Station 2, question on my current WRS activity.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Kayla, so I was taking the hoses off of the WRS condensate transfer manifold. Is that stuff condensate or is it water? The reason I asked is I took the hose off and I didn't realize there would be water inside and just kind of splattered all over my face. As you can imagine, it was hard to take the hose off, so I kind of had to pull hard, and then when it did, it just flung water everywhere.
Okay, copy that, Johnny. I've confirmed it's just regular old water, so it has level zero, and you should be okay.
Hey, all right, just a little shower. Okay, it didn't taste weird or anything, but just wanted to check. Thanks.
Hey, Johnny. When you called down, I thought, are we in a sim right now?
You're about that.
Look at all this free water.
Oh, I missed that trip. That was so fun.
Sim Station 2 for Brian Transfer. Brian, Supply QD is demated. You are go for clearing active alarm.
Okay. Thanks so much, Xena. And we were curious, based on having this troubleshooting kind of version with the manual mate and demate of that QD, if you have any feedback on the difficulty of access or force needed to complete those operations.
Accessing was super easy, I would say. One of the two fasteners for that F2 clamp was a little bit tricky to access, had to kind of come at it at an angle. But once the clamp was removed and I had the QD free floating, it was quite easy to align with the male QD. It took a little bit of force to get it mated, but it did not feel off nominal in any way. Like, we don't have the advantage of the sliding lever to make that connection, but it was really easy to do by hand. Station 2, sorry, I walked into a handover.
Thanks so much for the call, Z. I actually think we got all your words down. We're happy to hear that access was doable and it didn't require too much force. One of the reasons we're asking is the mock-up in Building 9 did require pretty significant force to get that QD operated, so we're glad to hear that you thought it was doable. And we're just kind of curious for your opinion on whether if we were to do this routinely as a workaround, whether you would be worried about the equipment breaking down over time just because plastic not very strong, given the amount of force you had to use, if you're having concerns about equipment failures.
I would not personally have any concerns. Certainly, I would have less concern than if we were continuing to try to mate with force a misaligned plastic QD. I think if you're doing it by hand, it's actually a lot easier to feel if there's resistance in a particular orientation. I could also offer up maybe trying to remate this QD to the bladder and then reinstall the clamp with it mated and see if I can get it in a better alignment.
Okay, copy that, Z. Those are really helpful words. We're talking about your offer. We think we're probably happy with where we're at for today, but I'll get back to you in a second.
And one more recommendation when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead, Zena.
My one other recommendation would be to actually leave the clamp uninstalled if we think we might be staying in this config for a while, rather than removing and reinstalling the clamp every time. One, that will be a time savings, and two, I think with one of those two fasteners difficult to access, you're pretty liable to strip it eventually if we keep doing this repeatedly.
Okay, copy that, Z. We will incorporate that into our thinking for next time, but your recommendation makes sense.
Okay, copy. I'll reinstall the clamp this time, I think, for the procedure, and then we'll talk about it later.
Okay, sorry, Z. I think we were just not quite sure where you were in the procedure. We're thinking you had already reinstalled it. So you can stand by, understand. We thought it was just like a going forward recommendation, but you don't need to reinstall it now. Just we'll need a good temp stow location because we don't want to lose it.
Copy, and that also sounds like a great idea. I could recommend just leaving it in the small Ziploc that I deployed for it and then Kapton taping that Ziploc with liberal use of Kapton tape or BPA or to the outside of BPA, and I can send you pictures. How's that sound?
Okay, copy that, Z. Thanks for the recommendation. We're thinking we'd prefer it to be stowed in your CTB1036 with the other items from this maintenance.
Sounds like a good plan, too. I'll put it in 1036.
Hello, Johnny, too.
Johnny Hensbo, what was he going to?
Hey, I know that Mike is talking to talking to Shane Kinney on 3. Should I grab the stuff from cold sewage for his experiment?
Johnny, good question. We are not quite ready for that yet, and those do need to stay in cold stowage until the very last minute. We're looking to start that first assist activity around 1600, and the rest will follow subsequently, if that's okay.
That's absolutely okay. Could you just call me in whenever you need my help? I'll be around and meet you.
Will do. Thanks for the flexibility.
No problem. Thanks for the support. Sensation 2, that's a C-swap.
Go ahead, Johnny. We are ready for your SSC swap. If that's what you're calling, your go.
That's what I'm calling for. Okay, I'll get started. Thanks.
Station Houston, space to ground 2 for Zena, and a go back about the brine supply routing.
Yeah,
too. Zena, we're still happy with the plan not to reinstall that clamp. We think that's a good recommendation, but we've been talking down here as a team, and we do think we would like you to use Kapton tape to secure the hose in a similar fashion. So we want to ensure we have the good routing that's shown in the figure in your procedure, and then just put some tape on the hose to kind of secure it where that clamp would have been Kapton tape.
Yeah, I like that plan.
And Zena, if you wouldn't mind, we would love a picture of how it ends up just so we can incorporate that into our future procedures.
Absolutely, will do. And also, for your awareness, the procedure is otherwise complete in step 4.16.
Okay. Thanks, Zena. Sorry for the go back after you'd already closed out.
Super easy. No problem.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Johnny.
Hello, Johnny. Did you call for me?
Yes, sir. I was calling to see if you'd be willing to start your ultrasound activity early. We know you're standing by to assist Mike, but we're anticipating it'll take at least 15 minutes before he's ready for help, so we're hoping you can knock your ultrasound out, and if he needs an assist while you're doing that, we'll pull in another crew member to give him a hand.
Absolutely. Easy day. Would you like me to grab Sergey? Or are you all coordinating?
We did coordinate with MCC Moscow. We expect Sergey to be heading your way, but if you don't see him in a few minutes, you can go grab him.
Okay, will do. Thanks, Kayla.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Xena and LSG. We are ready for that first assist activity.
With you on 2, and just to make sure I'm grabbing the correct thing, this will be the 1530 activity on Johnny's timeline.
Okay, firm, 1530.
Coming right up.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for any available crew and LSG assist.
Be on 2.
Hey, we are ready for that second assist activity. That is the 1600 activity on Johnny's timeline, if you could help us with that.
Got it.
Thanks, Zena.
Send Station 2, WHC insert filter R&R. Follow up.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Okay, this task is complete. All the information you need in the stow note, but I want to bring your attention to step 4.2, or actually figure 6. Let me know when you're there.
There with you, Johnny.
Okay, so on the right power supply grill, I found a piece of FOD. It was a broken washer, and I took pictures of it. You'll find everything on SSC7. I think it can be trashed, but just in case, I took as many pictures as I could, and let me know if there's any follow-on steps you'd like me to take.
Okay, copy that. Thanks, Johnny, for the attention to detail. No additional actions for you at this time.
Okie doke. Thank you.
Hey, Johnny, while we still have you there by an ATU, I did want to ask if you have any thoughts on the questions we put in the daily summary for you related to this activity. Basically, we're just looking for any feedback about how hard it was to perform the R&R with the urine receptacle left inside the WHC and how airflow may have changed after you completed the task.
Yeah, thanks for the reminder. I didn't find it difficult at all. There's not plenty of space, and I think the time you allotted was just fine. I probably started about 15, 20 minutes late, and it was enough time. I didn't notice any changes in the airflow, but, you know, to be honest, I wasn't really keen on that. I can go take it, I can turn it on again and take a closer look.
No need to do that now, Johnny. Just going forward, if you guys notice any changes as you're using WHC, we'll take that report, but no further action needed right now.
Great. I actually take that back. I was thinking about noise. I didn't notice the difference in noise, but as far as airflow, there is a step in that procedure to check it, and it felt the same as it always does.
Okay. Copy that. Thanks, Johnny. Looking good up there.
Thank you.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for the Fruit Ninja, and last LSG assist.
Did I hear someone call for Fruit Ninja on 2?
And Johnny, this is Huntsville. Did I get that right? Did I guess your costume?
Yes, you did. I'm so happy. Fruit Ninja is here at your service. How can I help you?
Oh, good. I was so nervous that that wasn't actually what it was. We are ready for that third LSG assist on your timeline at 1630, if you'd like to go help Mike out.
Certainly. That's in work. Fruit Ninja's out.
Houston Station 2, stow trap, step 35.02.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, Kayla. So this glove box soft bag is in a large bubble wrap bag. It's not in a Ziploc bag. If you look under the task, it says keep Ziploc bag. And so I think I understand the intent. And what I'll do is I will keep the contents within the bubble wrap bag. Just want to make sure that that is correct. Because normally we trash bubble wrap unless it simply says to keep it. In this case, it says keep a Ziploc bag, which doesn't exist.
Hey, Johnny, what you're saying makes sense to us. We're just going to double-check that we're on the same page on the ground, and we'll let you know if you need to do anything differently. And while I have you, I have a few cargo-related questions we wanted to ask you real quick. Could you tell us the final location of the 4.0 and 8.0 foam trash CTBs that you and Xena deployed today?
Yes, so they're hanging out in node 2 forward right now.
Okay, that's what we figured. And then once you're done working cargo ops today, could you just send us a crew note or call down and let us know how much time you spent?
will do. If it normally we don't do crew notes if it matches what we were scheduled to do, but we will call down any deltas from the schedule. Thanks.
That makes sense. Thanks, Johnny.
Houston Station 2, third track, same step, 35.02.
Go ahead, Johnny.
One comment and one question. Comment, just calling out that there are two fingerless clips inside this bubble wrap bag containing the glove box soft bag. I think it's fine. I'm just letting you know about it. And then my question is, the final location, Deck 3, Charlie 2, is full, but Deck 3, Alpha 1, or Bravo 1 have plenty of space, so wondering if I can use either of those.
Hey, Roger that, Johnny. We're checking on the stowage location. I'll get back to you shortly.
Rush. Thanks.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Johnny and cargo follow-up.
Houston Station 2, did you call for us?
Yes, I did. We're expecting a little bit of ratty comm on Space Ground 1 and 2 for the rest of this pass, so if you can't get us there, try KU. But, Johnny, I just wanted to follow up and confirm that your plan with the bubble bag works for us, and you can stow that CTB in the Alpha 1 or Bravo 1 locker, as you suggested. Just leave us a note letting us know which one.
Hey, Bravo 1 is completely, it's mostly empty, so I will put it in Bravo 1. Thank you.
Okay. Copy, Bravo 1. And while I have you, Johnny, Gunny told me about his morning DPC greeting, and I've been so scared the whole shift that we've decided to cancel evening DPC because, unfortunately, I'm all outer space and Halloween puns.
Okay. You got the wrong crew member for coming up with a witty pun, but when I think of something, I'll come over it. But we copy. No evening DPC for USOS crew. Thank you.
Great, and happy Halloween weekend. Thanks for a great day. It was a pleasure working with you guys.
Likewise, Kiara. I miss you and the flight control team. Say hi to Allison for me, and hope you have a great, happy Halloween with the kids.
Thanks, Johnny. Talk to you soon.
Station Huntsville, Space Bureau 2 for Mike and LSG at your convenience.
Buddy, go ahead, please.
Hey, one last Halloween fright for you. We did not see you put the 10-inch blanks on the LSG work volume, apologies, 10-inch glove port. If you could locate those and stick them in the work volume glove port for Xena tomorrow, that would be great.
Yeah, I had cleaned the gloves and letting them air out, so that was my next step. So we are definitely on the same page, and they'll be on within just a few seconds.
Okay, perfect. Those are known to float off, so we wanted to make sure we knew where they were. Thank you, and have a good weekend.
Remember.
Time just keeps moving, Mike.
Full station on Space to Ground 2 for stowage.
Here with you, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry for, I'll use your words. Here's a one more Halloween horror or a trick for you real quick. Yesterday I did Stellar SEMSO hardware gather. That was at 1440, GMT 303 1440. And line item number 3, I gathered a glove bag from the microscope stowage bag, cushion yesterday. It took a fair amount of work to get it, but we got it, and it's in the temporary, the 1.0 CTV that I pre-gathered everything. The question is, what are we going to do with that glove bag? I went through my colleagues' work tomorrow with Kermit and also with the follow-on Stellar Stem Cells, and I didn't see that glove bag called out. So I was wondering if we still need it, or if we do, where it might be used for. Over.
That is a spooky question. We are checking and we'll get back to you.
No worries. It's it's not pressing, but it would be good to have that taken care of if we could. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. And I actually got a pretty quick answer. So we are going to leave that glove bag in that TempStowage 1.0 CCP for now.
Fantastic. And we certainly will. Do we know what it's going to be used for?
Yes, apologies. There was a second part to that question. We're checking on that now.
Thank you very much.
And Station Huntsville on 2 for Mike and glove bag.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, we're going to use that again tomorrow starting at 10:30, that activity on Kimia's timeline for the biocell inspections.
Fantastic. That is super helpful. This way I can show Kimia where that ghostly bag is hiding, and it'll save him some time tomorrow. So really appreciate the big picture.
Of course, in spooky time will be over, so we don't want to scare him.
Exactly. All right. Well, may your weekend be full of treats and few tricks, if any. And cheers from the International Space Station. Nice working with you all today. Thank you.
You as well, Mike, as always. Have a good weekend.
Capsule station on 2-4 stowage.
Hi, Mike.
We keep saying goodbye, and I keep coming back. I don't know what's up. Hey, earlier today I had to, out of the Life Science Glove Box, LSG, I took a port out. It has the three USBs on it, and it says 12-242, and it says temporarily stow for the execution note. And so I temporarily stowed it in 1.0 CTB 1099.
Copy, 1099. And I'll say bye again, but you know we're always willing to talk to you, so let us know if you need anything else.
I certainly will, and really appreciate the courtesy as well as the camaraderie. Thank you so much.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for any available crew member.
With you on 2, how can we help?
Hey, Mike, we're just wondering if we could come on board briefly with the lab camera for our 2000 rendezvous.
We would enjoy and fully welcome you on board. Please come aboard.
Alrighty, thank you, sir.
The station Space to Ground 2 for a quick special event, if you have the time. And are you on board?
Yes, we are on board, and we're ready.
Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate it. We're gathered here together today to talk about a good friend of ours, James Tinch, who is retiring. I think most of us know James from the brave leader of Team Tinch. It's hard to believe this, but he actually started at JSC on February 1st, 1984, and he's retiring today after over 40 years in the various incarnations of MOD, FCOD, and FOD. And he's had so many roles, from mission design to instructor to crew engineer to team lead. He was even a chief engineer for FCOD's famous and wonderful commercial crew branch in the astronaut office. He took the steps and followed the footsteps of Vincent LaCourte from back in the day. So not many people can follow Vincent. He's been a mainstay in ensuring that our crews have what they need to fly and return home safely. He's very instrumental in getting the first flights of both Dragon and Starliner going. And no matter what role he's been in, he's always crew-centric and is a good friend of the astronaut office. So he's retiring today as the lead of the Commercial Crew Program Integration Team, fondly known as Team Tinch. And James, from all of us aboard the International Space Station that you help build and help support, getting up here and all the various different ways that we can get up here nowadays, and not even forgetting the space shuttle, which has helped build the space station. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for your hard work and your contributions to human spaceflight. We really appreciate it.
James, thank you and congratulations from all of us. I know we would not be here without you. This mission would not be here without you. And it's hard to imagine missions in the future without you as well, but I think the legacy that you've left has shaped what we do here for many years to come, and you've also transformed the careers of many people who will take care of us in the future. Thank you so much for everything you've done. Thank you for leading with excellence and with kindness. Congratulations, and we're wishing you all the best.
And, like Zena said, James, you're leaving a great legacy with all the people that you've mentored and guided to follow in your footsteps. So carry on and enjoy your retirement.
Thanks, crew, for those awesome words. I'm similarly grateful for Tinch's contribution to our entire mission and to my own development as well. So thanks for the call down and have a lovely weekend. And with that, we will be no longer on board the lab, so you guys have your privacy for the weekend. Thanks.
Sheila, Johnny here. Does
Do the flight controllers in costume want to do a Halloween picture with us?
Yes, the team would love to do that. So we will turn the camera on and let you know when we're ready.
Excellent.
All right, team, we managed to get some good ones while you were posed there, ready to go. So I think we're all set. And Xena, real A+. I love the tie.
Thank you. This is the first time I've worn a bolo tie, and I'm never going back.
It looks good on you. I've got some ideas for when you come home.
Thanks for playing along, guys. It was fun.
Okay, that was a lot of fun. Thanks for all the support. I hope everyone has a great weekend. And Mike was very generous, and think if Huntsville or any of the other international centers want to also join in on the fun and have a picture. And, of course, it goes without saying that you don't need to be in a costume to join in on the fun.
Happy retirement, James.
And not to worry, they were all taking pictures at the same time as well, so I think everybody is all set. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Makes us very happy. All right. Good night, Houston and all the other centers.